to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 3 with verses 7 through 12. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. What happens when any sinner states aloud when they first meet Jesus, "You are the Son of God"? What happens when you truly repent? Fall down before him. Amen. When we get on our knees, we call out to God with supplications that seek his redemption, his salvation, his release. We want to know Jesus because then and only then do we know peace. We can run around and avoid Jesus, but until you place God first, we will never know peace. The healing of the world comes from knowing how to love the faith we believe, to overcome all despair, placing our hope in his message of forgiveness. We must learn to forgive any and all transgressions, to see the kingdom of God redeemed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who are dying, Lord. Please give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the others. We're dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 3 today with verses 7 through 12. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Jesus Sought a Readied Boat." Sea withdrew Jesus, disciples followed. Judea and Galilee people followed too. Hearing of his healings, Jerusalem, Idumea swallowed. Jordan and beyond, Sidon and Tyre sought his truth. Jesus sought a readied boat. Crowds pushing without crushing set him afloat. Many cured, him touched, upon pressing, one would note. Diseases had those, truly was the goat. Spirits unclean recognized him fit, shouting as they fall down to circumvent. "God's son are you," they'd say to spit. "Known, make me not," sternly warned, Jesus to prevent. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's August 8th, 2020. 22. I'm recording this morning at 6:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterance is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today as we continue to lift up the Word of God in all things, seeking to understand how to call out to those who are truly possessed. We see them in different areas of our lives, those who are overwhelmed with things that just explode with profanities or with violence. And we must reach into our hearts and pull out the beauty of living in Jesus, redeemed. That means we forgive them. That means we place all response on Jesus to them. And that gives us the ability to love, love, love. Amen. Let us love, love, love in all things and find that peace, peace, peace. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you too. As we close today, saying, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. May God continue to bless each and every one of you as we call out and end in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.